Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chris Collinsworth was talking about during the game that nothing rattles you. How did you remain so calm being down late in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, that's just league. You're going to face adversity. You know, these guys have helped me out, just pumping me up, supporting me, and just trying to feed off the older guys around me. We got a lot of great young players, and we were going to be good down the road, but just get home and celebrate in that locker room.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937, in for the Christian Arcan Show. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas. If you haven't gotten your shopping done yet, I'll explain why the thought that counts is more important than making multiple trips and thoughts. And John, the thought of having a quarterback given 2.5, just over 3 minutes in a fourth quarter game on the road against a team that still has something to play for. In fact, their division was still at stake there in Baltimore. And to have really almost the game ripped from you by the refs, let's just call it what it was. It was the greatest pass interference non-call I've ever seen in my life, right? To still have this young guy, second-year quarterback in Drake May, lead this team down the field and win the game convincingly, tell me how good it feels to know that the Patriots are officially back.
Oh, it's great, KJ. And this was kind of that, I don't want to say the last hurdle for Drake May to get over, because we haven't seen him in the playoffs yet, but he's done so many things, even just briefly in his career. But this was kind of one of those things where we were waiting for him to lead that late game, come from behind, game-winning, big-time drive. I mean, you look at last year, right? He had an interception to end the game in overtime against the Titans, but he did lead the drive to tie it, so he got close. Then he had the interception against the Rams to end that game. And then earlier this year, they went on that winning streak, but so much of it was them getting leads early in the game. So he had that win in Buffalo where he led a drive where the Patriots were tied. They get the field goal, they win. But for this, you're down 11 points on the road. I believe the Patriots' largest comeback in the fourth quarter since Super Bowl 51. I mean, it's been a while, right, since they've had to do this. And again, I just think it's that type of poise, it's that type of mentality that in a second-year guy is really encouraging, not just KJ for this week or next month and this season, but this is encouraging for him as a future franchise quarterback, right? Because he's already a franchise guy now, but now that we know, hey, he can do things like this too, it just increases that ceiling for his future as well.
To put in perspective for any of you guys who are listening and your significant other is next to you or nearby, or it kind of cheers you on as you listen to an obsessive amount of sports, Drake May is the boyfriend that calls back, opens the door, will come visit you just to say hello in terms of football, because this fourth quarter drive is the thing. When Mac Jones was here, was like, well, if we saw that from him, then we would know. This was like, okay, this is enough time to see what we know with Drake May. That's what happened Sunday night, at least for me. And so it was kind of like, I felt like that woman who said, you know what? I've picked a guy who I know is going to call and ask and find out how my day was. He's going to open the door. He's not going to just, just get yourself in. Like you could tell that he actually is the person that's going to care for this franchise moving forward. You'd hate for anything can happen in the mix of things. We won't speak those things into existence. But to see these things early on and almost kind of like laid out as almost kind of like a predetermined test, you're absolutely right. Like it felt like this Baltimore game was going to be something that people would say, hey, if the Patriots lost, then this isn't a team that's for real. The interception early on in the game would have fed that narrative as well. And then as the game ends, you're like, okay, when does the Montreal screw job happen? And it came down today. I'll tell you about that here in 20 minutes here on KJ and Lines. 617-779-7937. Join the conversation. We are here through 10. And John will mention how we tried to skim some of that time, because we'll also be here for the Greg Hill Show tomorrow morning, which will be like the first time I think in 5 years I've done a morning shift in Boston. Like I think I'm going to show up at my Dunks to be like, where we thought you were dead. We haven't seen you. So hang out. KJ Lyons got you here tonight. And then first thing tomorrow morning.
And KJ, you look at this fourth quarter, 12 of 14, 139 yards and a touchdown. I mean, that is on the road. I mean, we're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to talk about it tomorrow when we're in for Greg Hill. It's really, again, you had the two bad turnovers early on, some shaky moments from May, but then in that moment, 12 of 14, 139 yards on the road. And you know what, KJ, too? I know the Ravens are 7-8. I know they're all over the place, but you know it. I know it. You go into Baltimore, you play a night game, that place is going nuts. Like, that's a tough environment. And that's still a defense that has Roquan Smith, has Draymond Jones, has Kyle Hamilton, has Marlon Humphrey. That, and I know as a unit, they haven't played great all year.
Has lost the ear of their head coach.
Yeah, it's a unit that it hasn't played well all year, but the last month or so, they've been playing really well. And it's still a ton of talented guys. So to do, again, I think that's another piece of this. Like, it's one thing if he had done this, say, like this weekend against the Jets. You would have been like, okay, hey, it's good that he led a game-winning drive. To do it in that spot against that level of talent, even though the Ravens haven't been what they were supposed to be this year, that also, I think, adds to how impressive that was.
Yeah, I think the benchmarks going into the season for Drake May obviously was opening week. How do you look when you open the season? Then I thought it was going to be, it was that Sunday night game against the Bills in Buffalo, right? The Monday night game in Buffalo. And then I thought the next marker was going to be against Tampa, and he passed that, right? If you look at what Tampa has become, really, Tampa is no longer the conversation piece that they once were.
Yeah.
And you can trace back the changes starting with that loss to the Patriots in Tampa, right? So even the Buccaneers season and their narrative was bulldozed a little bit by when the Patriots came to town. Then I thought the next benchmarker for Drake May was going to be the second Buffalo game at home. And then really, after that, I thought it was going to be, hey, just how do the last couple of weeks of the season look? Maybe they're a 10-win team, because look now, 10 wins is probably going to get you the last wild card. So literally what I was saying at the beginning of the season, like 10 wins might be the last wild card spot. It most likely is going to be the last wild card spot. It just isn't going to be the Patriots with the 10 wins. It's going to be somebody else. So, look, three out of those four benchmarks, and I would even say, hey, the game against the Bills here, he did what he's supposed to do. I mean, you get to a 21-0 lead. How do you tap the quarterback on the shoulder and say, hey, man, we could have had we needed more from you? So, really, Drake May has passed all of those tests this entire season. A's all around. I would say A pluses in a couple of games. I would probably say an A in the Bills home game against, here at Foxborough. So again, I can't really think in the last 20 something years in the league where you literally have a guy in his second year, real second year, and being able to perform at this level. You really don't see it. Usually people have a sophomore jinx. it's almost kind of like it's the sophomore solution with Drake May, and I just feel so good for the fan base, and I feel good for those who hate New England, because you're going to be hating us again for a while.
Yeah, and even in retrospect, KJ, that win against the Carolina Panthers looks a lot better now than it did at the time, right? So the Panthers have really rebounded. So as much as Tampa Bay has tailed off, the Panthers have kind of gone up a level, and now, you know, could potentially make the playoffs. And you make an interesting point about how many guys have that sophomore slump, struggle their second year on. You look at the last 25 years, Tom Brady and his second year in the league won a Super Bowl. His second year as a starter, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL in 2002. And then you kind of got to go to like Patrick Mahomes in 2018, you know, his second year, where he was gets to the AFC Championship game, has a great year. It is kind of rare what Drake May is doing. And there might be a couple other examples out there, but it's pretty rare to be. And I know, KJ, technically it's his second season, but I mean, those guys, I mentioned Brady and Mahomes, like, they had the same head coaches both years. May's on his second head coach.
Yeah, well,
second
Mahomes
offensive
got to sit a full year.
Exactly, right? Second, and even Brady technically sat a whole year in 2000, right? So those guys had
way
better
down the
teams,
depth chart, yeah.
Better teams around them for sure. Like, as obviously we know, Brady won a Super Bowl that year in 01. Mahomes went to the AFC Championship game, won a Super Bowl the next year, and that was with Kelce and Tyreek Hill and all those guys there that were such great players. And May has good players around him, but I wouldn't sit here and say he has anybody like 2018 Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill as good as Stephon Diggs has been, and I'm a big fan of Diggs. But I think that's another piece of this that just makes it so impressive, right? Not everything's been perfect with May, as we know, but he has played at an MVP level with a supporting cast that is good, but doesn't match up with, say, the supporting cast of Matthew Stafford, who might win the MVP, or some of these other guys that are in that conversation. So I think it's just another piece of it that makes it really impressive.
617-779-7937, KJ and Lyons on WEEI. Happy holidays. Christmas shopping goes all the way until when, I guess, people wake up to get gifts. So if you're trying to get it delivered by the mail, it ain't going to get there by Christmas, but don't feel bad about that. They're convenient to Packy stores. You can buy little gifts. I mean, even gum will work. It's the thought that counts. But John, here, this is the thing that I have where I have an issue with this comparison with Brady is, okay, I don't compare him to Brady just for the simple fact of this is the beginning, right? And in the beginning, you would say that Drake May really is more of the Drew Bledsoe role, right? This is the guy that you got high in the draft. When it comes time to commit the money, you're going to commit the money to him and so forth. So this isn't a person that you're like, hey, we found this guy on the roster. We need you to jump in there. I think people mistakenly say, well, Drake and Brady is, you're looking at what Brady accomplished, but you really have to say Drake May is stepping into that role almost in the Drew Bledsoe role, because it's his team moving forward, right? Like, anybody who's going to be the next Tom Brady on this team literally would have to be somebody who was cut a bunch of times. You know what I mean? Like if Tommy DeVito suddenly became the star of the team, right? That would be kind of almost a Brady-esque moment. And that didn't even feel good coming out of my mouth. But for Drake May, I think what we're really seeing is a guy who's about to cut his own path in a franchise overall has only had one quarterback, and you've talked about one quarterback in its entire history, maybe, outside of maybe there was the conversation of Steve Grogan when I was a kid for some of those teams that got there. Bledsoe eventually, it became the casualty to Brady. So there is room. You know what this is very similar to is after Bird came to the Celtics, it felt like you can never have another type of Bird that could lead the Celtics. And then you have someone like Paul Pierce. Like, yeah. Paul Pierce is not like a Bird. He's not like McHale or Parrish or those guys, but he cut his own narrative in his own way for his own greatness. Now, granted, Pierce wasn't going to be three-time MVP. Drake May, I would say, probably has a chance to have his name said a little more than Pierce was. But I think it's very similar to that. It's like Drake May allows the Patriots' overall story to be more than just Tom Brady. And I think that's what's really exciting about Drake May is people can't just go in your face and say, well, you've only had Tom Brady and that's all your franchise has ever been.
And it's an interesting point, KJ, because if you go back to 2020 when Cam Newton was here, one of the things that I appreciated about Cam Newton is he didn't try to be the guy after Brady, right? He just tried to, and I know it wasn't a good season, I get it, but I thought that was really valuable. And then Mac Jones came in, and it felt like he was trying to cut his own path, but then he wasn't good enough, and they put Patricia Judge in charge of the offense, and that wasn't good enough, and it all blew up from there. We know what happened, and it feels like May has kind of come in after that, and he's not trying to be like Tom Brady. Now, he's trying to have the success Tom Brady had, but he's trying to do it in his own way. And also, we know this, yeah, they both play quarterback, but they don't play quarterback exactly the same way.
That's right?
Like, obviously, May's a little bit more mobile. He can run around a little bit more. Brady was a great deep ball thrower. May's probably even a better deep ball thrower. Brady, I think, was better in the short and intermediate areas. So they're in the same offense. They're for the same franchise, but they're not exactly the same style. So I think it's good that he's trying to make his own way, because we see this so much in sports, KJ, and you mentioned it with the Paul Pierce, Larry Bird thing, and that you can even expand it out to Tatum and Brown following Pierce and Garnett, if you will, with the Celtics. But we see this so much in sports where when a legend leaves, retires, whatever, that next guy usually has a really tough time kind of following in those footsteps. It's usually the second guy or the third guy after that has success. Like the 49ers went from Joe Montana to Steve Young, and that worked out really well. But a lot of times it's, you know, a guy like Dan Marino retires and the Dolphins have been trying for 20 years to find the next guy, right? So a lot of times it's that next guy. Even, like you mentioned, Bird and Pierce. Like, Bird retired in 92. Pierce didn't come along until 98. There was a gap there. Like, so that's the thing. It's so tough to be that next guy. And I think one of the ways to kind of get through that is if you just have your own style and be yourself. And it's something that, like, we've seen this so many times, KJ, with the guys that have coached for the Patriots under Belichick that leave and just try to be Belichick Jr. other places.
You're talking about Romeo Crennel out loud? Why are you dissing my man Romeo Crennel?
No, hey, I like Romeo. I was actually not thinking of him. I was thinking of a few others.
Romeo doing Belichick inverse as a head coach, right?
But I think a lot of those guys have failed, and that's been part of it. And I think so for May to, yeah, try to emulate the success the Patriots have had, but do it in his own way, I think that is a really good thing for him. And that's been, for me as a Patriots fan, that's been fun to see.
Well, John, I'll tell you what. Next, I'll tell you, if you believe that Drake May has a chance to get to the Tom Brady level, if you believe that, there's only one way that can happen, and that I'll tell you next. 617-779-7937. Join the conversation. That's for your calls and text. As well, it's KJ and Lyons, but right now it's time to trend with Josh Bracken. Happy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy holidays. You didn't know that Winky doubled as a Christmas singer here on WEEI, did you? KJ Lyons, WEEI. 617-779-7937. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be here again for the Greg Hill Show tomorrow. So John and I will be pacing ourselves through the course of the night. Because can I reveal a little behind the scenes, and then we'll get into this Drake May, we'll continue this Drake May conversation.
Go for it.
So John is like, you know, do we go to management and see if they chop off one of the hours? And so I was just like, well, you know, if we do that, it might mess something up like at such a high level, and suddenly you'd be like, well, why are you guys trying to leave work early? So I kind of saved you from that.
Yeah, and then the walls will come crumbling down.
But the other part of it is tomorrow, it's going to be like Denzel and Ethan Hawke in Training Day. It's just like, so you're being exposed to morning radio. So that's why we talked. I was like, you know, look, I love Greg. I could not do Greg's show. It's not going to be a super show tomorrow, but I will teach you that one of the tricks to morning drive here, John, is you really just sip your coffee and just kind of talk about what just happened on your trip in for like the first 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think I filled in there a few times and that has happened. So yeah,
used to be my life every day, every single day. That's why it's funny because throughout my career, I've mostly done mornings. And so I've always kind of lived not too far away from the station. I don't want to give away anyone else's stuff just because there's this recurring dream that we always have. And it's really bad. Like I remember maybe like 8 years ago, like when I first came back to Boston, the first time I was here was in 2000 at WILD. Shout out to the 02119, right? I used to have this recurring dream that I was late, but I lived in Shrewsbury and I had to take the Pike in, and there was a massive accident on the Pike, and I'm screaming at the, I used to have the recurring dream for like 2 years. So like when you do mornings, you could ask Wiggy about it, because I know Wiggy started music, then came to sports. I come from music side, so does Greg. There's this always this nightmare feeling of doing mornings that you're going to wake up, you're going to oversleep an alarm. And that mine was like just watching all the cars sitting in front of me on the Pike as I'm trying to get in. And then, of course, you know, like to get to the building, like it's not like the exit and then you're right here. Like you got to get off and then go through Nonantum and do like this whole like, you know, mirandering if you're coming from the Pike. So like, trust me, after not doing it for 5 years, there's a part of my body that's saying, oh, my God. What did I agree to?
So what you're saying is I should be prepared to do the first hour by myself tomorrow morning.
No. It's really going to come off. Like, you know, those old dudes that just kind of have the same seats in Dunkin', like the Dunks that's near my house on Lexington Ave. There's a guy that sits in the same spot every day. To the point we end up, he's like, hey, I noticed you come in quite a bit. And it's like, well, because when you see me come into a store, usually in New England, it's kind of like, oh, he's not from here. So we got to talking, and then I realized that's how you have to kind of treat like the first hour, especially on Christmas Eve morning, you know, where this is like the first real official day tomorrow is like, hey, you're not due to be to work later on this afternoon, and you're clearly not going to be at work tonight for the most part, and for the most part, you won't be at work tomorrow or tomorrow morning, right? Like in past days, you know, somebody had to work Christmas. I mean, thank God for like Netflix and sports and everything, because now you don't. Nobody has to work on Christmas Day anymore. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, except for all those people covering the games and broadcasting the games, which you're right. You're right.
They get paid a whole lot more than we do to be here than we get to be here tonight and tomorrow. So 617-779-7937. We're about 20 minutes away from our annual celebration of Festivus. Now, we have a full production, and we follow the full Festivus rules, do we not?
Yes, we do. This is something we started, what, 2 years ago?
I think maybe
we started.
Maybe 2 years ago. Yeah, in fact, I just realized a couple days ago, I was just like, oh, my God, John and I will be on again together for Festivus this year. And you know what's also going to be incorporated this year, John? I have purchased some lettuce for us to eat because I can't afford the meatloaf. So we will chew the proverbial garnish to celebrate the meatloaf portion of Festivus. Ball and those guys weren't talking about the meatloaf. They didn't even ring the bell. They didn't even ring the poll.
No, they didn't get it. I thought Joe Weil would be talking about it at least. You know, I expected more of him.
Well, he might have been handicapped by by Ball's show list. He'd be like, yes, we finally get to Festivus.
By the way, you mentioned the price of the Christmas roast. Picked up the one for my family yesterday. It was like $50 more than last year. I was blown away. I was not his same size roast. You know, I won't say the name of the place because the place is terrific and it's not their fault. But
don't worry
I was
about
just
it,
like,
you're probably giving it away a little bit there.
I was damn, $50 extra.
What you might have to start doing, and maybe we might have to start doing as a society. You know, there are some countries that substitute the insides of dumplings with cardboard pieces of cardboard. Maybe that might be what the roast is coming down the road. I don't know. You know. I'm just saying, because if you paid $50 more, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like you got your windows replaced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when they tell you like save $700 off, you're like, damn, so at least it's gonna cost me $2,000. You know, if they're gonna give me $700 to save off. But if you spent $50 more than you did last year, can we just go ahead and give these birds and these animals some of this Balco stuff? I mean, Conti's dead now. Can't they get the copyright to that stuff now, like the proprietary?
Yeah, and I don't know. I've never had plant-based beef, so I have no idea if that's good or not, but maybe, you know.
It is until you realize you're like, so it's the seasoning, right? So if you leave the seasoning to the people who season those type of things, eventually you'll be like, oh, this kind of tastes. You know what it kind of tastes like a little bit sometimes? Cardboard.
Good to know.
Yeah, right. So maybe we're on to something. All right. Back to Drake May. If you're just joining us, the Odyssey app is free. And we've been talking about just how this development of Drake May has been greater than even expected. And when I left, I said, if you believe that Drake May is on a similar path to Brady, I believe, John, there's only one way he gets there. And you might be shocked at what I say, but can you read my mind?
I can't. What is the way?
Josh McDaniels has to stick around longer than just a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, and look, I agree that McDaniels has to be here for multiple years. Does he need to be here for 10 or 15? Not necessarily, but I do agree, yeah, multiple years for sure.
And the reason why I say that is, and this is kind of the concern I would have, is I think Josh McDaniels is going to, he's the surprise candidate for a particular job, I believe. And I think they're keeping it quiet. But it makes perfect sense, and I don't think anybody's saying his name. If you don't believe me, just ask KJ and Lyons when we start talking about Alex Bregman and the Arizona Diamondbacks, okay? See, Josh McDaniels is the only pair of eyes who's seen it from the coaching perspective on this roster and in this building. So if you're one of those people that believes in, like, visualization techniques and so forth and everything like that, McDaniels could really sit down with Drake May and go over, I don't know, John, because you're Encyclopedia Brown, pick any random important Patriots game playoff-wise. Pick the dead, let's just Baltimore coming to town, one of those games, right?
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels can sit down with Drake May in a dark room, and just go over what the feelings were that day. What was the conversations like? What was the weather like? You know, what was some of the anxiety that was going on? Because when you can put that type of DNA into him, it would be very similar to, watch this, that psyche that Bill Belichick put in Tom Brady that allowed Tom Brady to be Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, because when you have a team like the Patriots, and we talked about this a lot in the offseason with the free agents they brought in, but you need it on the coaching staff too. You need guys that know what it's supposed to look like at a championship level, right? Like guys that understand what it takes to be a champion, the work that it takes to get there. And that was one of the things, like, I know Stephon Diggs hasn't won a Super Bowl, but he's played in the AFC Championship game.
Right.
So he at least knows, hey, that's what it takes to get, you know, to a high level in the NFL. McDaniels has 6 Super Bowl rings, 3 of them as an OC. He knows what it takes. Vrabel won 3 Super Bowls as a player. Like, you need guys in the building who know what it's supposed to look like. Milton Williams, that was one of the most valuable things to me about him, is that he knows what it takes to win a Super Bowl. He literally did it 2 months or a month before he signed with the Patriots. Like,
right.
You need, and they could use more guys like that, frankly. And it's another, Carlton Davis, too. And I know he's been a little bit up and down this year at times, but he won a Super Bowl, by the way, with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. But you need to have guys that know the playoff moments, the championship moments. Hey, this is how things are going to have to be to get us to that level. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think for May, that's a huge piece of this. Like, last year, okay, Mayo won a Super Bowl as a player, but he was injured that year in 2014. Those other coaches on that staff really didn't have a ton of success coaching-wise. I mean, Covington, I think, had been on one of the Super Bowl teams in 2018, so he knew a little bit, but nothing like Vrabel and McDaniels now. So, and I think, again, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think that is a big part of this, too.
I think at another level, John, is also going to be the type of free agents that start to come here. I think one of the fascinating things about how some of these great teams over the recent history have kind of suffered this year also allows now for potential free agents from these teams to make their way to the Patriots, and seeing that the Patriots are kind of the next ride on, right? If I've gone through all these championship years or I've competed at a high level, you know, I don't want to just get up and just go to the Raiders, just going to give me a bunch of money. I might want to go to New England if I'm a left guard, right? I might be maybe a former All-Pro left guard and say, hey, if I could put myself next to Will Campbell, or if I'm a center, or put myself on that line. I think that could be one of these small missing pieces down the line, but I think it's going to be key, because it's like, just the same way that Drake May has kind of the big brother in Josh McDaniels who can paint so many things for him, I got to really take my hat off to the offensive line this year. They've really not been in the conversation in terms of, like, dear God, please protect everybody. We were having, like, prayers and Hail Marys for these guys last year. So now that next step is, okay, can you potentially put, like, an All-Pro, a former All-Pro, maybe potentially a future Hall of Famer at that left guard or at the center position? Because if you've got Will Campbell and you believe he could potentially pan out to be, you know, in the greatness conversation of John Hanna, this is where I think that Drake May and Will Campbell, even Christian Gonzalez, the three guys homegrown, can kind of bookend, you know, the Patriots franchise, right? Because there's a lot of empty time. That, like, here's what's crazy. Who is the all-time leading rusher of the Patriots? Do you know who that is?
In one season or no, for their career?
No, for the franchise, who has the franchise mark. Just that blow alone tells you right now it isn't anybody recent, right?
Yeah, it's not Jim Nance, is it?
It's Bam Bam Cunningham.
Actually, swear to God, that was going to be my second choice.
It's still Sam Cunningham.
Wow.
So when you've got guys like Travion Henderson in the mix, you now have these different pieces in, where with Brady it was just like, can you just pay for one? And then when you only pay for Mohamed Sanu, you're like, is that the best effort you really could make? Now you have these guys who are homegrown. Remember the two of us before the draft, I said, don't be surprised if Josh McDaniels isn't lobbying to get a running back in the second or third round. Remember me saying that?
Yeah, and that's something that, too, and we, you know this, when they've been good, and even if you go back to Charlie Weiss, they always had at least one, if not two. I mean, they had Antoine Smith and Kevin Faulk, and then it was Corey Dillon and Kevin Faulk, and then it was Dillon and Maroney, and then it was Vereen and James White, but they also had LeGarrette Blount on those teams. So you always had those, and of course then later on you had Burkhead, and they even drafted Sony Michel in the first round, and I know that was kind of a one-year wonder, but that was something they always emphasized, was having multiple good running backs, guys that maybe, you know, only one guy is going to be the starter bell cow guy, but both who could maybe be capable of doing it. And I think they've tried to replicate it this year with Henderson and Stevenson. And we've seen early in the year, Stevenson had all those fumbling problems. the last few games that he's played, I think he's looked really good, though, the last. And I think part of that is because as Henderson has kind of taken his game up to the next level, earned more opportunities, Stevenson has been able to get a little bit more rest. And that's been an issue with Stevenson. We saw it in 22, 23 before he got injured last year. Is it the Patriots?
Was it last year or the year before that he led the team in receiving? Was that last
year? 2022. I think he had 69 catches that year.
Yeah, 2 years before, right.
Yeah, and so that's it. They would wear him down, right. And by the end of the year, he'd just be ineffective. And now you get to a point where in that game Monday night against Baltimore, as a team, they didn't run the ball well, but I felt like when he got opportunities, he did all right. And, of course, he had that 21-yard touchdown run, which was a huge play in the game. So that has been a huge part of this as well.
Yeah, minutes away from your calls and text here on KJ and Line, 617-779-7937. Get in the conversation. And even if you're still, like, if you're still Christmas shopping or you're just starting Christmas shopping, it probably says a little bit something about your character. A little bit. You think I just think a little bit, right? Because it's like, if I'm just, I probably shouldn't say that because you know what my wife is out doing right now?
Christmas shopping.
For the first time. I think. Yeah. I really think. Like, she probably thinks that I haven't done it at all. I'm just so stealth with how I do it that she's shocked that I've already gone into, like, we can't go Christmas shopping together. And the reason why that is because, like, it becomes a pile-on thing, right? It's like, I have, maybe I'm just weird like this. I have, like, a set names in my head that I'm not going to forget them. I never forget them. After that, it becomes kind of auxiliary. My wife is kind of like, oh, like, for example, she was just like, oh, her teachers, we got to get something for her teachers. I was like, do we? Yeah, like, can we, I know that touches you some type of way.
No, I don't think you have to. I will say, right, I agree with you on that.
Right. I said, but let's get it to them after the holidays when things are kind of like, you know, on sale. You know, you know, they can understand that, right? Like, they bargain shop, we bargain shop for the teachers. We can be in their same space. But yeah, so if you're getting that shopping just done just now, I totally understand. But how long do you think I've been done with my Christmas shopping?
I bet you've been done for 2 weeks.
You see, you know me, because it wouldn't sound like this on the show, would it? It would sound like that, like KJ, like, is when we get off tomorrow after Greg Hill, like I'm going straight to the mall.
Yeah.
Right, like, you know. So we'll get into that later in terms of the Christmas shopping. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. We've got Festivus coming next here on KJ Lines. Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for hanging out. KJ and Lyons. WEEI. Merry New Year! Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Best of the New Year to you as it approaches 2026. 617-779-7937. Yeah, so you'll hear Christmas songs. Yeah, that's the funny thing, I guess, about the rejoins. There will be a Polo G rejoin tonight, though, by the way.
Yeah, well, did you hear that new album last week, KJ?
I did not.
A Festivus miracle.
I did. Like, for me, this is just for me. Like, if I was, like, deep into the current rap game, I would use that as the equivalency of the 40-year-old guy. Now, that's not my age. The 40-year-old guy trying to run pickup shirts and skins and hasn't played ball in 15 years. The Achilles are going to snap when you're trying to be cool and hang out and do the stuff that everybody's doing on the court. It's not going to work. So
you mean you can't dunk 15 years
right,
later?
Right, exactly. I'm not waving for no alley, if anything. Like, now my passing game may be exceptional. I might recognize some good beats. I might recognize a good lyric there. You need me to take a free throw if someone's been slammed down to the ground and someone had to break up a fight. I could do those things for you, but there will be a Polo G rejoin along with the Christmas ones this evening here on KJ Lyons in for the Christian Arcan show. All right, Jason Bracken, right? Josh Bracken, right?
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Josh, what do you have on the text line at 617-779-7937?
So first one, the 978 says, I bet AJ Brown will ask out and come play for Braves in May. He'd get a ton of catches, and Derrick Henry will want out and get released for Braves again.
John, I don't really know if the receiver issue is such a blaring issue, right? Because they're going to say, all right, we're still going to have Diggs, right? And then you're going to get someone who's better than Diggs and then nobody else. I don't necessarily know if that's the case just because Diggs has performed very well. And Mac Hollins has been used more than I think expected. So I don't necessarily have a problem with the wide receiving core just because the quarterback has the ability to spread the ball around, right? If you're talking about, like, if you're a coach going into, I'd probably say before the last few weeks, wouldn't you be looking at a lot of, you'd be like, hey, you need to pay attention to number 13 out there.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be an interesting offseason discussion, like, when we get there, because in my opinion, I still think they're one big-time weapon short in the passing game. And the reason I don't say receiver outright, KJ, is that could be a tight end, right? Like, you know what I mean? It could be a receiver, but it feels like they're one guy short. Like, even when McDaniels was the OC, obviously they had Brady, I know, before everyone texts in, but they always had at least one high-end weapon,
if
not
two. You worry
about
people texting in? I'm
kidding. Whether it was Gronkowski, Edelman, right? Even Chris Hogan in 2016 led the NFL in yards per reception. He was great that year. But point is, they always had at least one guy, if not two, outside of Brady. There were high-end level weapons. And I think Diggs has been great this year. I want to see him here next year and the year after. But I still think they could use one other guy. And I think you go back to that Buffalo game last week. That was kind of a sneaky reason why the offense stagnated a little bit in the second half.
Well, I think
half.
It was kind of the play calling, too. That's why that happened against that Buffalo game. It was like, what are we doing? I think if you're going to spend big money next year, yeah, if this was last year, you'd be like, yeah, do everything you can to get A.J. Brown. Now, next year, if you said do everything you can to get A.J. Brown, I'm like, I don't know if you do everything. I would do everything to make sure I had probably another all-pro somewhere on that line, right? Because you would like where Will Campbell's development is. You've been happy with what you've gotten on the right side, but you've had injuries. You feel like if you can get one more high-end offensive lineman on there, maybe at the left guard situation, maybe even at center, then maybe you. Then I would say, because I've seen, like, when I lived in Kansas City some years ago, when they weren't good, where they actually did get good, when Trent Green was their quarterback, they had an amazing running game. They had a Hall of Fame line, and they had like no-name receivers. So you can go far in this league without having big-name receivers if you've got a great running game and you've got a great offensive line and you've got a quarterback who can make the right decisions. I think Drake May's getting to the point of being able to make those right decisions. I think the offensive line is only going to get better. I would think like Diggs allows probably another year of growth from Booty, from Douglas before either they make their own decisions to go. You see what I'm saying, right? Like you might have to wait one more year before they make their decisions to go, but and then you can make whatever the splash you believe may be that splash or trade that you can make, because I don't know if the Patriots are at that point of like, well, I thought it did you not think at the trade deadline, you're like, hey, you probably need to make a move to go get something on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, well, I was hoping, too, like, it's tough, too, at the trade deadline. Like, they could have – I was just hoping they were going to add some depth somewhere, like when Logan Wilson got traded from the Bengals to the Cowboys, like even something like that. Yeah, it's interesting, though, because there's so much to like about what they're doing on offense, and I think you can still look at it and say, to kind of your point, well, Morgan Moses is in his mid-30s, right? So how much longer is he going to be around here? Garrett Bradbury's on a one-year deal. How much longer, you know, are they going to re-sign him, and for how long if they do? So even though I'm sitting here saying, like, they do have a need for one high-end pass catcher, they also are going to have to add to the offensive line, I think, at least a couple bodies there, even if it's depth guys to start out who eventually become starters or starters. And they're going to have defensive needs, too. Like, we looked at this offseason where they spent all that money on defense, and a lot of those guys have been great. Milton Williams has been great. Spillane's been great. Davis has been pretty good overall. But they didn't their whole draft essentially was offense, KJ. So they didn't bring in a lot of young defensive players. I still think they have needs there. They have needs at pass rusher. So it's going to be interesting to see how they approach it, because I think right now they're just so far ahead of where we thought they'd be that now we're having almost like two conversations at once as they head into the playoffs.
All right, one last text, and then we'll get into our festive celebration. Go ahead, Josh.
The 212 says there's no way that Drake May will ever get to Brady's level. People are drinking the Kool-Aid when it comes to May.
Yeah, well, that's a Jim Jones reference, and not the we fly high. I'm talking about more like we all die. That the you know that's where that Kool-Aid, drinking the Kool-Aid
yes,
reference comes
I
from,
do.
John?
I do. 212, isn't that New York? Maybe
that's
it's an
New
angry
York.
Jets fan.
I think it's one of those people who's probably like, you know,
but I also
I just
think
don't want to see New England winning at anything.
We can get into this more later, but I don't like the comparisons from Brady to May. Like, obviously, I hope they eventually have the same level of success, but to an extent, I agree, I don't like that people are so quick to compare them.
All right, it is time for... Hit it, Josh.
I celebrate Festivus.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Festivus is all too real.
Now, you're going to hear about it.
Happy Festivus.
All right, Josh, take it away. As we now strike the aluminum pole to signal the beginning of Festivus. Next, the chewing of lettuce to replace the meatloaf we don't have available. John, partake. Well, we can all partake here.
Yeah.
All right. Josh.
So, KJ and John, you each get to air a grievance. John, you can go first.
So for me, it's the Red Sox not signing Michael King. Last year, 3.44 ERA in 15 games. He had an ERA below 3 the previous three seasons. He got an affordable contract from the Padres. I thought he would have been the perfect guy to be the number two starter behind Garrett Crochet. I know they traded for Sonny Gray. I get it. I know they traded for with the Pirates as well. But I wanted Michael King. That's my grievance.
For the entire year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Jason Tatum getting hurt, but that's
just not
like
a grievance.
That's a sad thing, yeah. That.
All right. My grievance? What is up with dudes going after female sideline reporters? I don't get it. Look, guys, in the digital world, I can understand a bit of the jealousy. We can't just jump on OnlyFans and make $10 million a year. But these people are on the field trying to make a real living, and you guys are going after them. Whether I've seen people go after Pam Oliver's hair, where they just go after, what was the girl's name that had the suit and had some issues? I don't want to repeat here. Aaron Andrews. I've heard people going after these female sideline reporters. Just admit, bros, you're jealous. They have access. They do their job. Well, I've never heard people saying get rid of the stupid sideline questioning until I started seeing more people on the television that were female. So that is my grievance this year with the with Festivus. Next.
Guys, what are your two feats of strength from the year of 2025?
John?
Okay, for me, the first one is the performance of Jaylen Brown so far this season. He's averaging almost 30 points a game, 29.4, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, shooting just under 50%. A lot of people out there, KJ, not us, but a lot of people thought the Celtics might tank this year, and instead they might be a top 3 seed, and we're still waiting on the return of Jason Tatum. My second feat of strength? How about that Eagles defense in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, KJ? Dominated. They were up 30-4 to nothing in the second half of that game before they took their foot off the gas. Mahomes was overwhelmed. Worst game he's played in his career. Had the two picks in the first half, including the pick six. Just awesome, awesome job by that Eagles defense. Specifically, our new friend Milton Williams and that Eagles defensive line.
My feat of strength has been Joe Mazzulla. At one point, I was just like, bro, you've got to make a change. But what a feat of strength to allow his team to still be a three-point shooting team with not a lot of tall people to grab rebounds, and you've got a winning record. That is a lot of strength right there, because a lot of people were ready to step on Joe Mazzulla's neck the way the season started. That's one feat of strength. And my second feat of strength goes to my nephews, Darian and Maxton. Maxton has won himself a gold medal in youth jiu-jitsu in Brazil. Did you hear that, John? In Brazil.
That's pretty impressive.
And then Darian has now won his second state title for his age and weight group in the state of North Carolina. One is 10 and one is 7. I have the Steiner brothers of nephews, and I laugh at my older brother and say, huh, and you thought you were the Vision Quest guy in the family, huh? Next.
Last one. Each of you, I need you to reveal a Festivus miracle.
So, for me, it's the Bruins being decent. They were one of the worst teams in the NHL last year, had a 6-game losing streak early in this season. We're like, oh boy, these guys are headed for another top 10 pick. And instead, they have 41 points. They're just outside the playoff race right now, but the Eastern Conference is so close. They're only 4 points out of first in the Atlantic Division, only 6 points off the number one seed overall in the conference, which is Carolina. So them just being decent is a miracle. And they've, most of the season, they've been even a little better than decent.
My Festus miracle is that Coco has not punched any of her co-workers and co-hosts in the face on the Greg Hill Show while expecting a beautiful baby. Because let me tell you, those guys can be trying, and I would have already just been slapped the hell out of those guys at least several times just for the rest of us on WEEI as we strike the bell and chew more lettuce. Next, who's the MVP? Who's the coach of the year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.